Praise God. Makari bro shata kirovski de bahando shara. Can you open your Bible to Luke? Luke 24, verse 35. These are the last days where women manifest the presence of Christ. I prophesied last week, and it's amazing. As Didike was ministering, he said to me that you said, or I said through you, that this is the time that women will walk in spiritual gifts like never before. And I believe that many of us have been impacted by the Spirit of God today to manifest and demonstrate the Spirit of God. When you want to prophesy, you move from the known to the unknown. So I'm starting with the Word of God and stepping out of the boat, trusting the Lord. Luke 24 records the account of the resurrection of Christ, where the woman had already seen that he left the grave, and they told probably men, and they're like, oh, what is this one saying and all. Then disciples of Christ, they were gisting. Oh, some woman came to us and said, maybe our friend Jesus is risen. So there was a certain man that joined them. He said, okay, what are you guys talking about? So they were gisting. You know, you can be in God's presence and you should be in his absence. Christ has manifested here, but it's important for you to draw for your own self, for your own life. Not being a spectator of the works of Christ in another person. Oh, God is using DDK. Look at our pastor and Missy minister. No. He's ministering to you. So right here in Luke 24, we enter the scriptures and we see that Christ was talking to them, but they never knew. But there's a code. Hallelujah. And that's in 34. I usually say that there's a difference between receiving Christ and discerning Christ. You have to get to a point in your life where you discern Christ. You know when Christ is around. Just like the way you know when your friend is around because of her perfume. You should know when the glory of God is in a place without a feeling. So now, how do you discern Christ? Paul prayed that the eyes of your understanding is flooded with light, that you can comprehend the glory of his inheritance in you. But how? Is it that when Paul prayed, God heard, or probably he answered then and is not answering now? There's a how. Can we read together Luke 24, 35? Let's start from 34. Saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. They were still gisting about the encounter. 35. And they told what things were done in the way. That means they talked about meeting somebody, they gisted, and how it was made known to them in breaking bread. When DDK was prophesying about the communion, I sell communion, and I was asking the Lord, why should I be doing something that is not popular? The Lord told me that this is the time where whenever there is a gathering in the body of Christ, they should break bread. Because I'm about to baptize them, immerse them in truth like never before. So when we break bread, we descend Christ in a special way. How can I explain this to you? Can you just speak in tongues? You receive understanding. Twenty-four. And when they found not his body, they were still gisting then. We're going back. Saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive. Talking about the resurrection of Christ. You can talk about Christ. That does not mean you know Christ. Until it dawns in your heart, until the day dawns in your heart, you don't understand what light is. May God cause his face to shine upon you. And certain of them which were with us to the tomb and found it even as the woman had said. They saw him not. They were still gisting. Then he said to them, Christ was with them physically and they never knew. O fools and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter in his glory? 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them, like I'm speaking scriptures to you. I'm actually prophesying. In all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went. He made as though he would go further, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. He went in to tarry with them 30, and it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread and blessed it. You have received words of prophecy today. What will you do with them? To live in the words that have been spoken, you have to use your mouth, just like Pastor Missy said. Your mouth is like the edge of a weapon. You wage war with prophecies. You don't get excited by prophecies. If it has been said concerning you in your spirit, or someone came to lay hands on you and said something to you, you have to keep saying those words, waging war with your mouth in prophecy. He took bread and break it, and blessed it and break it, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished of their sight. 32, observe. I intentionally read 35 so that you can understand that, okay, you will know Christ, the same Christ, by breaking of bread. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered. Before then, they said to one another, 32, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? So I encourage you that even as you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you've been immersed into truth, yeah, the festival, go back with those words, break bread. Go back with those words, break bread. Tell yourself, last week, she talked about testimonies. Last week, I had a meeting, and I want to encourage someone. I had a meeting that I've never had held before. I minister to ministers, so you can imagine how difficult in the flesh it could be, because everybody feels they're anointed. So now, being able to gather that kind of set of ministers that I minister to can be very difficult. But then I have people that are dedicated to me. So I was supposed to have an event. 2 days before my event, one of my friends, she had already paid for the program. She just told me, I lost my dad. Note, she's my friend. Another one called me, Saturday, your program day, I'm scheduled for a fibrous surgery. Truthfully, not that I doubted God, but my emotions changed. She talked about going back to your publishers, your army. What I did was, I had to call the person that got me filled with the Holy Spirit. I didn't expect him to start telling me, oh, go and do it. One thing he said, gather yourself together. Remember what God has done in your life in the past. And look forward. You will organize crusades. That's all I needed to hear. So I kept on saying, I will organize crusade. So you have to wage war. Are you understanding? Then I took bread. Wage war with prophecies, break bread, and you will descend Christ in a deeper way. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, glory to God. Wage war with prophecy, break bread, and you will descend Christ in a deeper way. Would you please celebrate the ministry gifts that have been a blessing to us today? I appreciate God for their lives, every one of them. It means a lot to literally have my sisters hang in there with us till we've come to the end. So we launched the prayer journal. Oh, glory to God. And the Firebrand Psalms. Buki. Where's Minister Buki? Where are you? Ogunwale? We were listening to the Psalms as we came over this morning with Alexia. Where's Alexia? Right. We had... and thankfully... The CD is a gift to everyone who gets the journal today. so that you can just enjoy spontaneous worship. It was Chioma and I in the studio. Chioma is deep. Gosh, we had a great time. And we're getting back to do more. To do more. I mean, I look forward to what we're doing in September by God's grace as soon as I'm back in town. And all the great things that God has reserved for us. The prayer journal is like nothing you've seen. And it's not because God wrote it through me. I mean it. You know what the Spirit of God put in my heart, or what I discerned, that some of the prayers in the prayer journal are the unrecorded prayers of Jesus while he was on earth. I'm telling you, you want to pray those prayers. It is you asking for what you should be asking for and getting what you should be getting. Because when you ask for what you should be asking for, what you are asking for that you should not be asking for will be added to you. Amen. There are heart cleansing prayers there. A ministry gift used it and said to me, gosh, I should have had this in my life a long time ago. If you're in a place of bitterness, you're overtaken by guilt, or people have hurt you, but you want to keep your heart right with God, that's like a detox prayer. Heart cleansing prayers. We have birthing prayers for destiny. You are in an ordination moment. You feel too weak for the assignment. It's like a Gethsemane type prayer. You have two of them in there. And I promise you, we need prayers like that when we want to walk in consecration. It's what deadens the flesh and activates obedience. We have strength for the final hour. Prayers you make as an elect so you will not fall into temptation. We have hunger pang prayers. Those are my personal favorites. Prayers that make you get hungry, desperately hungry and thirsty for God. We have prayers of grace, faith, and love. Prayers of consecrated commitment to God. Prayers of covenant provision. We have coronation prayers. Prayers that enthrone you with the glory with which God had glorified you from the beginning. I'm telling you, but that's not what gets interesting for me. We have two sections in the journal. This is the journal, by the way. It's not just good with what is inside. It's exciting with what is outside. You fall in love with it. I'm telling you. And you notice it doesn't have the author's name on it because it's really not for the author. It's yours. It's your journal. It's what goes with your Bible. I love it. I'm telling you. I love it so much because I'm using it personally. It's exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff. Hold it for me, ma. Exciting stuff. I'm telling you. It's like drummers from the east, southeast are climbing on my stomach right now. So the second section is the prayer planner. And I feel like that's what I mean. We've not had a thing like this. It's your personal scheduler so you can get into a prayer culture. It has daily trackers, monthly trackers. It has intercession planner, you know, so you can tick off on your prayer schedule. And it has planners for different areas of your life and scriptures you are declaring about those areas. It also has an intercession plan that helps you understand the things God wants you to be praying about for others. And you can create a monthly plan over the course of 1 year. It's exciting stuff. So it puts some structure into your prayer experience. Because if you're not praying, you are definitely not armored. If you're not praying, you are not armored. And if you're executing the vision God gave you, but you're not praying about it, you are not executing it the right way. Mm-hmm, for sure. It means there's flesh and carnality in that vision, for sure. Because it's only in prayer that we discern the heart of the Father. Amen. Are you excited with me? And we have the CD. The CD has five sections that, oh gosh, that's the Firebrand Psalms. You'd absolutely fall in love with it. I'm so excited about what God is doing with it. And I believe that this is just a reflection. Just a little reflection of what is happening in the final hour. Bigger parts of the reflections are seated in this room. So you must stand and do what God has sent you to do also. The journal sells for 5,000. The CD sells for 500. But together, at the Firebrand Festival, it is sold for 3,500. So you can, yes. And it's sold for 3,500 only here. I promise you. So in case you get to Latana and it's 7,500, don't come calling me. Do what you should do now. In fact, I have people who have sent others to make sure they pick their copy. Firebrand, the book. How many of you have read Firebrand, the book? That's what birthed the prayer journal. Yes. God bless you. It's 5,000. But here, when you buy firebrand prayer journal. We give you Joy Project for free. We give you the CD for free. We give you Lodara Dave's CD for free. And you buy it together for just 7,000 naira. Amen. What kind of generosity is upon me today? It's because God pays my bills. I'm a bona fide employee of the kingdom. These things that we put as sales for the work, it's not a huge margin from how much we produce, because we are keen on excellence. And we plow back the funds into meetings like this. Because by September, we're having a national firebrand festival. And we're standing in faith for all the resources we can get. We're touring the cities of Nigeria, you know, with the revival message in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Are you excited with me? So this is the time I invite my covenant friends and siblings to launch the book with me. Please welcome Lodara Dave. Welcome Chioma. Celebrate Imisi as she comes. Fikayo Adeyinka. Please celebrate Bukola Kane. Abigail Dipo Kilanshe. Please invite them over. Celebrate them. Do it better. They want to stand with me to present this to the world. Buki Ogunwale. Please celebrate Alexia Hospital. My directors at Deborah Initiative for Women. Please join us. Ope Diola, Fumi, and BDA. Ah, celebrate them now. Women, celebrate women now. They are co-laborers of the work. There are many more co-laborers, but they are representatives of the co-laborers. Amen. DIW women, do you just want to wave? Wave. Amen. I also feel like what God is doing with Firebrand the Vision and DIW is also maybe a message to the body of Christ, or maybe not the body of Christ, maybe to ministers, that, you know, there might be tears of your divine assignment and you don't have to lump it together. So Firebrand the Vision stands alone as a divine instruction and mandate on the earth, different from Deborah Initiative for Women. But Deborah Initiative for Women is like the big sister now. It's what we did first, it's what we started, and it's what we're still committed to. So the firstborn. So they behaved like the firstborn. They've supported this vision so much. Please celebrate DIW. Thank you for your labor of love. Amen. When we're done today, we will request anyone who wants to be a partner of DIW. And being a partner is not asking for your money. Don't worry about it at all. It's not asking for your prayers. It's an intercession-based ministry. And we've grown to about 7 countries in the last 8 years. And for those who also want to stand, yes, by the glory of God. And those who want to stand with us to begin to intercede for the National Firebrand Festival in September, you would find a sister who would announce herself at the altar when we are done for you to write your name so that we can contact you going forward. So a partner of DIW, an intercessor for the National Firebrand Festival, she will introduce herself. She's a pretty woman, so you can't miss her. Amen. Glory be to God. Are you excited? I'm stewarding my testimony. Do you know how we wrote the prayer journal? Believing that the God who did the firebrand, the book, can do the journal. Every time I got discouraged, I'm like, firebrand was done. Oh, I'm telling you. And the insight, the revelation knowledge that put the journal together happened in 2 weeks. So it's not about time, it's about anointing. So stop saying I don't have time in my life. Say, God, what do you want me to do? See how full my life is. Show me how it must be done. And it will make room for you. Amen. Glory be to God. So I'm going to invite Lodara Dave to pray first. Please take a copy and help me pass it on to everyone standing, as much as can go around, just to present it to God's people as a representation. We can just have one on this side, pass it on to the ministers as representations, or a representation. Help pass it on. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. So let's just present it to God's people first with thanksgiving. That's the firebrand journal, the prayer journal. I really expect so much excitement. Even if it's just because you are looking at us, I would really desire that you are a lot more excited. Glory to God. So as we stretch this forward, Ludara Dave will pray for us and release this book to be carried on the wings of the Spirit.
Thank you very much for this great privilege. Can we just pray in tongues for like a minute? Nano dihigabala denasa. Oh, hallelujah. Nano zobro de gevaladabana tegaya bata. Rodobogodobodobodosh. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, we bless your name because your word says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Hey. Thank you, Father, for this fire brand journal, prayer journal is born of God. Thank you for it has overcome the world in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you because this journal spreads to every family on earth. Because this is born of God, it spreads to every family on earth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because your name is glorified. Thank you for saints are edified. Thank you for sinners are even saved as a result of this journal in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name because even Pastor Deborah Dejukurumi is further reinforced, established in your will and plan for her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your name is glorified. In Jesus' name we've prayed.
Amen.
Let's rejoice. Amen. So at the end of the meeting, we have a sales stand, and you can do well to be blessed with it. Okay, for all the external ministers, consider this a gift to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please return to your seat. Oh, yes, they said we should take a picture together. Glory to God. Bless you, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Is communion ready? That's the last thing we do as we leave today. Is communion ready, people of God? Ikeoluwa, do you want to help me get an answer? Is communion ready, please? Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, I know some of us are munching. Me too. I'm still trying to swallow. But let's just enjoy God's presence this afternoon. Hallelujah. We're just going to worship God in hymns. Wow. You know, we're just going to worship God in hymns.
Immortal, invisible, God only was, in light inaccessible, hid from us, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, Victorious, Thy great name we praise.
Immortal,
immortal, invisible, God. an awesome wonder. Consider.
This is not a special number. This is a love song to your God.
The works thy hands hath made. Oh, I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Oh, wow. Thy power throughout the universe is plain. The universe is plain. That sings my soul. My Savior, my Savior God, to thee how great thou art. You are great and greatly to be praised. How great thou art. Oh, then sing my soul. Then sing my soul, my Savior. My Savior God, to thee how great thou art.
If you have the communion, please rise to your feet.
How great, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, then sing my soul. My Savior.
Selling at the food stand should stop. We are taking the communion right now, so come forward.
How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. They'll sing at my soul. My Savior God to thee. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art.
The sanitan fisher Kawera Etobi. The sanitan fisher Kawera Etobi. The sanitan fisher. No compares to you, Lord. What was he? Etobi Loba, hey, Oluwa, 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 Etobi, yeah. You are mighty, Oluwa, Oluwa, hey. Kosele tali fi, yeah. And Etobi, Omasi, you are great, greater than the greatest, mightier than the mighty Jesus. You are. There is no God like you, Lord, in the heavens and on the earth, Lord. Everything, everything within about you is great. Demons tremble at your presence. Demons tremble. God. Say glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything, everything, Lord. You are great, you are great, you are great, you are great, boy.
Who don't have communion elements, can you wave please? You don't have communion elements. Okay, so it's about this center and over here. Can we hurry with the elements in Jesus' name? Thank you. And some have maybe the wine but don't have someone said the flesh, the representative of the bread. Okay, so please let's get bread to this side and this, and then get the wine around the room. Hopefully in another 5 minutes we can take the prayers together and we can close the meeting in Jesus' name.
Everything we've seen about you is great. I love that man of Galilee who died on the cross, for he has done so very much. Show me that he has forgiven all my sin and sent the Holy Ghost. Do you love him?
I love that man.
I love that man.
Galilee.
Oh, Galilee. I love that
man.
Of Galilee.
Galilee.
Of Galilee. For so very much to me. He has forgiven all my sin, and he sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love that man of Galilee. What the Lord has done for me, say, I cannot tell it all. Oh, what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What Jesus has done in my life, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me. Are you ready? So I can shout, so I can shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I can shout. Wonderful. Who is marvelous? Who is glorious? Who is powerful? Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah!
Okay, do we still have anyone who's yet to receive the elements? Can we see your hands? Okay, just a few more towards the end of the hall. Praise God. We serve an awesome God. Let me quickly say something in a second. While I was walking through my deliverance process, I was breaking bread every day.
Yes.
This is a very powerful tool that will set you above the devil. I will say, with this bread and the cup, with the blood of Jesus and the body of Christ, I unite myself with my God-ordained husband and Jesus Christ. The three-cord fold cannot be broken. I was saying that continually for years. And today, indeed, the cord is standing. My husband is beside me. Jesus is beside me. I want to encourage you, lift up your bread. Can we lift up the elements? Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise for today.
such an amazing day. We are alive to see today and we glorify you. Oh, we lift up the bread and we decree that with the body of Christ, we enter into new levels of relationship, into new levels of love. Our hearts will begin to pant for you differently in the name of Jesus. We say as we take the blood, as we take the bread, oh, new out of our belly shall flow indeed rivers of springs of living waters. Joy, exceeding joy, shall begin to erupt in every part of our lives. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We can't take the bread and the blood and remain the same. We are no more the same. We give you all the glory for newness, for freshness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Can we take the bread in faith? Can we lift up the body, the blood? Can we take it in faith as well? Praise the Lord! Something just happened to you. You are no longer the same. The devil can't stand what is happening. There is a change in the spirit. There is a new level. New levels of wisdom has been leashed upon us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody the devil is trying to mess with you? You have the authority through the blood and the death of Jesus Christ. Trample upon the devil and put him where he belongs. Marakosho, you rise into sonship in Jesus' name.
How many of us are ready to celebrate the victory that Jesus gave us on the cross? How many of us are ready to celebrate this afternoon? Are we tired yet? Bam, 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 bam. No jazz. We are not doing jazz. Jazz time have go. Hallelujah. 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 Please, keyboarder, what's the key? C. Hallelujah. 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 Victory, victory. Hallelujah. 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 Victory, victory. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah. The Lord has given me victory. The Lord has given me victory. We know. We know. Jesus, you know we know. Jesus, you know we forever. We know. We know. Jesus, you don't win, Lord. Jesus, you don't win forever. Are you ready? Are you a winner? Are you a winner? Are you a winner? Winner, winner. Are you a winner? So we are going to do something. If you are a winner, I want to hear you clapping. Oh, yeah. Aha! If you are a winner, I want to see you jumping. Jump, 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 jump. Easy, oh. If you are a winner, I want to hear you shout. If you are a winner, I want to see you sitting. Make sure you sit down. Balance well, balance well. Balance well, balance well. Balance well, balance well. Balance. Are you ready? Uh-huh. If you are a winner, I want to see you crossing your leg. Cross your leg. The devil cannot do shakara for you because you are in your father's house. Are you ready? If you are a winner, I want to see you smile. Just simple smile. If you are a winner, I want to hear you laughing. Yes, yes. Practice how you're laughing at the devil. You are rejoicing in advance. One more time. If you are a winner, I want to hear you laugh. Okay. If you are a winner, I want to see you clapping. If you are a winner, I want to see you standing. If you are a winner, I want to see you jumping. If you are a winner, let me hear you shout. Say, are you a winner? Are you a winner? Are you a winner? Winner, winner. Are you a winner? Jehovah,
ma, emi o ma.
Emi o ma, emi o ma.
Adada,
adada, ibi ti ba ti ma pe mi wa.
Are you ready?
Hey, my Jesus, ebube. Hey, my Jesus. Somebody help my Jesus. Hey, help my Jesus. Papi Osi,
Papa, Ibeni Onise Yanu, Tasakiwe, we praise you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Papi Osi, Papa, Ibeni Onise Yanu, Tasakiwe, we praise you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Somebody say Jehovah, 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 Jehovah,
Jehovah.
Jehovah, 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 Jehovah.
Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah,
Jehovah.
Jehovah,
Jehovah,
Papi Osi.
Papa Eshena,
Papi Osi.
Papa Eshena,
Jehovah, you are the most high.
Jehovah,
Jehovah,
this is after party, oh, after party praise. So you can go. Please. Tomorrow is Sunday, Saidis. But if you want to enjoy God's presence, let's continue. But just get ready. I will hand the mic over to you at some point. Number one, pick up your scarves at the exit. If you gave the ushers your scarf, if you want to join the DIW team, the blessed team, the favored women, just go to that side at the back right there.
Kabiosi, Ashena, Kabiosi, Papa Ashena.
Papa Ashena.